Good morning, Rabbi Chaim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Yud Aleph. We mentioned in the context of Melachah B'Zareya, the Chayyot mentioned the word kidneyus, and I figured it's good to talk about, since we're close to Pesach, explain the word kidneyus. So there's a little bit of confusion. People seem to associate kidneyus with the gzera of the Ashkenazim, which was put in place by the Rishonim of the Ashkenazim in regards to kidneys and Pesach. Actually, the word kidneys is found in the Mishnayos multiple times in Masechtas Brachos, and then again in Masechtas Klayim multiple times, because kidneys is a type of grains which are relevant in regards to the Lachos of Klayim. So the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish Shnos L'Yo Masechtas Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, or excuse me, Mishnah Dalet. So he says that we divide up the what we'll call Hadama. We divide up things which grow as not as trees but as vegetation into different groups. There's Tua, there's Kitnius, and there's Yerukas. The yarukas are plants which we plant that we plant from a seed, as opposed to a tree which continues from year to year, and you're planting it in the seed and it grows and then it dies out. So that's yarukas. But you do not eat the seeds which grow, you eat the plant itself. Hence the word yarukas, which is green, refers to the leaves, etc. So the idea, you're eating the plant itself. There are plants, however, which we plant them and we don't eat the plant itself, we just eat the seeds of the plant. For example, when a person plants wheat, a wheat plant grows, which is a big stalk, etc., 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 and on the top there is some seeds, which are the wheat. The wheat is really just the seeds of the wheat plant, which if we leave them alone, they would go and plant and create more wheat plants. We break them off and we find them edible and we eat them. So we're eating the seed of the plant, not the plant itself. So that the kidneys and tavua both are part of that group. So what divides something, whether it's tavua or kidneys? Simply Chazal divided up there's five types of tavua. There's wheat and barley, and there's oats, there's spelt, and there's rye. So there's the five types of grain. And any other plant which you plant, the plant, you do not eat the plant itself, you eat the seeds, but it's not one of the five types of grain, is referred to in Mishnayos as kidneys. Regards to a practical level, there might not be a significant difference. There might be a big difference in regards to the laws of Klayim and a kerem, zroyim and a kerem, versus the five types of grain as opposed to kidneys. This is machlokes b'sharnim. Some say it's all deraisa, some say it's not. So the concept of the kidneys is found in that context. So basically, any plant where we eat the seed, as opposed to the plant itself, theoretically can be under kidneys. But Chazal took five of them, based on the psukim of the Torah, etc., and said these five are more choshev, and they're considered the five types of grain. Those five types of grain can become chametz. Those five types of grains you can use for the purpose of being yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Those five types of grains produce the bread, which is considered hamotzi, etc. But there's regards to how they grow very similar. It's a plant which the seed is eaten. So because it's a plant which the seed is eaten, came along the Rishonim, who took the word kidneys, which existed already from the time of the Mishnayos, said, well, kidneys grow fairly similar to the species which are also on Pesach, the five types of grain. So people might confuse the two. So let's make a gzera and asur kidneys. So, again, they did not generate the word kidneys. They took the word kidneys, which describes a type of plant which grows fairly similar to the five types of grain, and said there should be gzera, that we are concerned people confused the two, and therefore they made an exer not to eat kidneys on Pesach. Some of the explanations why is because these they tended to grow in fields near each other. So people might, if you're allowed one, you might end up eating grains also. They grow in a similar way. Because they are similar to the grains, you can make a type of flour out of them. And then you can mix them with water and make a type of a bread. So rice is a rice plant. You don't eat the plant, you eat the seeds of the rice plant. The seeds of the rice plant are the rice. You can make rice flour out of it. And you could then bake it and make rice bread, which doesn't rise. It's not considered chametz, but in people's mind, you confuse the two. There are other types of vegetation which grow besides these. Again, not talking about trees. Something which grows on a tree is a whole different type of item. But we have plants where it's not the seed, which it's the tubers. Part of the plant is eaten, but not the yarukas, not the leaves. You don't eat the leaves of the potato. You eat part of the plant itself. Part of the plant itself grows. The root becomes like it grows in a certain way and becomes edible. So your tubers are all of that sort. The carrots also grow like that, and radishes, turnips, etc. So all those are not included in kidneys, because it's not the seed that you're eating. It's part of the plant itself. We don't refer to them as yarukas in the classic sense, because they're not green. You're not eating the leaves, but you're eating the plant. So for the purposes of the halachas of kidneys, it's lumped together with the din of yarukas. And it's not considered something which will be confused with the grains. That explains why we eat potatoes. The Chayyadim actually raised the question, maybe you should not be able to eat potatoes, because he felt the main point was you can make a flour out of it, and you can make a bread out of it, and that's potato starch. All the person disagreed with him, because that's a whole different type of process. It's not the same thing. Now, the Rama has a different explanation of the criteria of what makes something kidneys or not, as opposed to other types of plants, etc. And this is found in Masechtas Klayim at the end of Perek Aleph. If somebody wants to look into that, they can look into that. With that, we've touched the point of kidneys. We went a little longer than usual. Meanwhile, you should have a beautiful Yom Tov, and Bez Hashem, we will pick up again on Chol HaMoed.